Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden's attempt to assure voters of his ability to run again for president after a poor debate showing involved an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos on Friday. Associated Press correspondent Josh Boak explains.
The Biden White House is hoping that this interview is the start of a process that will cause the pressure on him to ease, that will convince Democrats, lawmakers, and donors that Biden is their best shot going up against Trump. The problem is that at every event going forward, Biden needs to be perfect. He cannot slip up. He cannot make big mistakes. The kind of the glare of public attention is on him in a very different way right now. And what that means is that the ABC interview isn't the end of the debate about Biden's well-being. It's merely the continuation of a conversation that began with the debate itself.
Josh Boak from the AP. Keir Starmer's center-left Labour Party won a landslide victory in the United Kingdom's Thursday election. VOA's Henny Ridgewell has more.
Analysts say Britain is unlikely to see dramatic changes in foreign policy under Prime Minister Starmer.
Keir Starmer's Labour government will continue to back Ukraine against Russia very strongly. It will try and maintain the special relationship with the United States of America, although that will get a little bit more difficult if President Trump is re-elected.
Starmer's first foreign visit will likely be to next week's NATO summit in Washington.
I know that he's a strong supporter of NATO.
But there are defence challenges at home.
They want to take defence spending up to 2.5% of GDP when economic circumstances allow.
But Labour warned Friday there isn't a huge amount of money to spend.